We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
And what we thought was going to be a long and fruitful relationship with the Kansas Stars has now come to a pretty abrupt halt. When you talk about the NBC World Series, welcome back to Sports Daily. Shane and Bruce with you. And joined now on the I Got a Tad's Locker Room hotline by Jeffrey Lutz from The Drive. You can hear him 4 to 6 with his dad, Bob. But he also broke the story yesterday on Kansas.com that the Kansas Stars are not coming back this year. Jeffrey, just give us a thumbnail sketch on why you think the biggest reason why they're not coming back this year.
I believe, honestly, Shane, it has to do with the convention that's taking place at the Kansas Star Casino during the second week of the NBC tournament, the Kansas Emergency Medical Services Association. They have a yearly convention. I think they are locked into like a five-year deal with the casino to host that. And those dates happen to align with when the Stars would be playing in the NBC World Series at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. So that really is the crux of the issue. They can't really be accommodated by the hotel with which they're attached, so they decided to end the relationship.
And to be clear, well, it takes a ton of rooms to house these guys because they all treat this like a vacation with their families, right, Jeffrey?
Yeah, I think 60 rooms was the number that I was told.
Wow.
They have 30 players, probably two each with their families and their people coming in. So, yeah, it's a pretty significant chunk. And I was also told that the convention would take up about 200 of the rooms in the hotel. There are about 300.
Wow.
So to fit the Stars in with other guests at that time would probably be difficult, if not impossible.
Jeffrey, how do you look at the relationship between the NBC and the Stars as it played out? You were fairly vocal on Twitter a couple of nights when there were, I think in your estimation, and you're right here, I don't need to put words in your mouth, that there were fewer people in the ballpark than there should have been considering the type of team that was in there. How would you typify the evolution of the relationship between the Stars and the NBC?
Yeah, I just think overall the vibe was really different this year. The first year, it was the novelty thing. The New York Times did a story, I think, USA Today, MLB.com, all these really significant media outlets were here. And this year, it just didn't feel the same. And I think the relationship did deteriorate. There's a lot of inside stuff that not really worth getting into. But I think the relationship between the NBC and the Stars was probably fractured beyond repair. Unfortunately, I don't really know how that happens within a two-year period. But I don't think there's much love lost there on either side.
I know you. Wow. I'll let you get back to work. And you maybe answered the question right there. So in what was a real love fest about 2 years ago, August, is now dead and buried?
Seems like it, yeah. I don't think there's any going back here. The Stars are remaining an entity as much as they can, trying to find maybe other places to play, maybe trying to come up with other places to play. I think they'll still be a thing as long as they can remain, you know, viable and supported somewhat financially. I know that's a crazy thing to say with a bunch of former Major League players, but there are some accommodations that need to be made. Ryan Langerhans probably can't afford to stay a week at the Kansas Star Hotel and Casino without a little bit of help, because it's just crazy expensive. But yeah, I think this thing is over, dead and buried, bridge is burned. That's my read on it.
Good stuff, Jeffrey.
All right, real quick.
Go ahead,
yeah,
Bruce.
Good stuff, buddy. No, I was just wondering, Kluber, Sabathia.
Oh,
those
boy.
Are two of your guys, for goodness sake. So how are you even going to – oh, I guess the one that's wearing the Indians hat gets the tip for you today, huh?
He'll be the guy for me. Sabathia had his chance in 07 and didn't get it done, so we're all aboard the Kluber train right now.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
All right, buddy.
Thanks.
See you, Jeff.
That was a real stunner that the Stars are gone. But I mean, it makes some sense now because you have that many players. And like I mentioned earlier, there's a few layers to this onion, but it kind of comes down to the family and friends of the former big leaguers. A lot of them treated it like a summer vacation, and it wasn't just the players, you know, staying here for a couple of weeks. They brought out their families. They treated it like a big deal. The Kansas Star Casino could house them then. Apparently they can't now, and I can see why that's a deal breaker. Now, Jeffrey kind of alluded to a few things that probably he couldn't go into off the record that didn't help the relationship there. But, boy, I'll be really interested to see what happens with the NBC World Series this year now that they're not going to be around as far as the attendance goes.
Well, what is your sense? Give me your fire from the hip kind of sense. So, how seismic is this news? And the fact is that it's being played out in October rather than April. Maybe that helps a little bit. But give me a sense for someone with boots on the ground how it does affect the NBC.
There will always be an effort by Kevin Jenks and the folks at the NBC World Series to continue to move the tournament forward. I don't know how you move the needle any further to the right in going over the top of a bunch of former big leaguers. However, they have pulled off pretty good coups in the past. We've had the Taiwan national team. We've had Team USA in the NBC World Series and teams like that, super teams kind of, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That would be big draws beyond the Hayes Larks or the Santa Barbara Foresters or something like that. So whether the Stars came back or not, there's efforts to get the best talent and some of the most exciting, mostly amateur players to come to the NBC World Series. That's a challenge every year, but it's an effort every year. I know that. That's a big gaping wound, though, that needs to be covered up sooner rather than later, because regardless of whether Jeffrey thought that they filled up the place enough when the Stars played, the fact of the matter was there was 4,000 or 5,000 people there at least every time the Stars played, and I think the NBC will struggle to fill that void, all things being equal.
And having said that, there wasn't any, and I understand this to some degree. There was not any kind of universal enthusiasm about having them here in the first place. I mean, you got a guy like Frank Leo, who we all respect greatly, who has been as consistent a supporter of the NBC and the World Series from out there in Hayes with the Larks, a very competitive one over many years, who wasn't shy about being critical about the Kansas Stars being there. You had others also, so there wasn't even a general feeling of pulling all in the same direction as it related to the Kansas Stars, really.
We'd have to be putting words in people's mouths, but I think you and I would both agree that Frank was probably in the minority. I think, you know, without doing a poll or, you know, taking votes, I think most people thought the Kansas Stars, including management and coaches and players, thought the Kansas Stars were good for the NBC World Series.
And, I thought so.
And let's keep in mind, too, that wasn't sour grapes. Frank Leo beat the Kansas Stars two years ago to get to the finals, so he wasn't just complaining about losing to the Stars. He beat them. It'll be tough to replace those guys, but it'll be almost impossible. To replace them.
Just going to have to be creative. It's just a question of how you move forward now, right?
Yep. So I'm going to have to get a little bit creative. All right, so let's go to big league talk. We've got Steven Strasburg to talk about. We got the Indians Yanks in a winner take all game, and we got a new manager at Boston to talk about. And we'll talk about all of those things with RJ Anderson when we come back here on Sports Daily. He's a writer for MLB, for CBSSports.com. Big League Baseball talk coming up here on Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.